It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California schools face an even shorter school year if voters reject Governor Jerry Brown's tax measure in November. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
In May, Governor Brown said if voters reject his tax measure, districts could shorten the school year by 15 days over a two-year span. But under a new provision in the education bill, those trigger cuts would allow the elimination of 15 days in both those years. But Jill Wins, president of the California School Boards Association, says shortening the school year from 175 days to 160 would be a step backwards.
That would just be devastating for students and for the state's future and for our goals for student achievement and trying to close the achievement gap and all the things that we are supposedly doing simply can't be done with a month less school.
A spokesman with the governor's finance department says the change gives school districts a better way to deal with the magnitude of cuts if the tax measure is rejected. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
The budget package set to go before the California legislature tomorrow contains some new money for the UC and CSU systems for the first time in years, but only under two very big conditions. First, voters would have to approve Governor Brown's November tax measure, and second, the systems would have to agree not to raise tuition for the upcoming academic year. The UC system is on board, but the Cal State system has already approved a tuition increase and would have to pull it back. Mike Uhlenkamp with the CSU Chancellor's Office says that's a bit of a gamble.
Is asking us to forego funding that we are going to get this year that we've already budgeted for the potential to receive funding next year that's tied to the governor's tax initiative, which we wouldn't know the outcome of until November.
The budget still contains an additional $250 million trigger cut to each system if the tax measure fails. That's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. I'm Mark Brown.